is Yumna. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm calling to make an appointment for the February 8th opening for people over 65.
For the vaccine, ma'am?
Yes.
Ma'am, for the vaccine, I'll have to redirect you to a different number. Are you ready to take it down?
Uh-huh.
It is 855-566.
Okay. Uh-huh.
53.
Five what?
Three, ma'am. And
okay.
Then 33.
That's not enough numbers. Let's see. 33.
Yes, ma'am. So 855-566-5333.
Okay. Now, what is your role? Do you work for the Department of Public Health for Alabama? Or are you a contractor or what?
Ma'am, this
I just want to make a. I want to make a suggestion, and I'd like for it to be somebody that could do, you know, could pass it on.
I can pass it on, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm a nurse in a nursing home. I'm 69 years old. And I deal with COVID patients every single night. But I come home, and my 67-year-old husband has not been eligible for the vaccine up until now. And this is repeated for every nurse in Alabama that's working in a nursing home that has COVID, right? We go home, and our families are exposed through us to COVID. And I mean, I'm not talking about randomly exposed. I'm talking about something that I've been working with for 8 hours, right? We need to have the spouses and family members of first line people eligible for the vaccine.
I hear you, ma'am.
So that we're not, I've been a nurse for 41 years, and I cannot understand why some of the things, some of the policies to me seem to be vectors for passing the virus on, like wearing the same mask over and over. Of all the pieces of PPE, the mask is the one thing that we know gets coated in COVID. Every time we breathe in, the mask, even though it doesn't let the particles come through, it's being pulled to be on top of the mask, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I'm just saying there's not enough thought going into how these systems work. They're just taking the federal guidelines or whoever. But I know that when I'm fooling with COVID all night and I come home, my clothes, everybody will tell you, we get at the back door, we take our clothes off, we take our shoes off when we get in the car. But still, our families, my 67-year-old husband, who would be at high risk because of his age and some comorbidities, needs to be eligible to get the vaccine.
I hear you.
So that
I
can keep working. Huh?
I believe that they've recently just opened it up for the age of 65 and up.
For February the 8th.
I think so, ma'am.
And where do you call to make the appointment? That's what I need. And this is the number that they showed on television.
No, ma'am. The number I just gave you, the 855 number, 566 number, that one, they would be able to pre-register you and notify once the vaccine is available. Because it's very busy right now.
5333. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It ends in 5333. I'm just telling you, this is the number they showed on television because this is how I wouldn't have the number. To call you. You know what I mean? They showed it on TV.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All righty. I appreciate you trying to help. I appreciate what I do trying to help. I appreciate my husband because he's really kind of terrified. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here I come every night from the COVID nursing home, and he's going along with it for a while. But, I mean, we need to have our families protected. And I'm glad they have opened up February 8th. But until yesterday, that wasn't the case.
I understand.
Yeah. I mean, and he dies. We're not talking, I mean, he gets it. He's got a pretty good chance of dying. He's about 10 pounds overweight and 67 years old and, you know. All righty. Well, I will call them and I will try, and I appreciate you trying to help.
No problem, ma'am. God bless his health
Thank
and your
you.
Efforts. Thank you for calling the Coronavirus Department Hotline. Have a good day.
What department am I calling in? The Current Affairs Department of the Department of Public Health.
At the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, ma'am.
All right. Say it one more time. The Department of what?
Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Correct,
okay.
Ma'am. If you need
Thank
any
you.
more information, by the way, you can visit adph.org or cdc.gov. Have a good day.
I don't need any more information. I just need an appointment. I've been a nurse 41 years. I pretty much got this, you know. And I've watched a lot of my patients die, and I've watched my coworkers have it, and I had it. So I got most of the facts down. I just need an appointment. I need everybody else to do their job, you know.
I hear you. All right.
Well, thank you, and I hope you don't get it, and I hope none of your family gets it. And good luck to getting through this. Thank you.
You too, ma'am. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too.